the boys are kicking some rear end, man. I ain't never, it blows people's mind. I hire new people and I talk to them and I show them my numbers, Barry, and they'll say, it's impossible. I say, yeah, I know. What do you want me to tell you? You don't go out there and ride around a Mercedes? I don't know what to tell you, man. It's just working. I've never been associated with a program that was so specific that you could just follow directions and dial in how much money you want to make. I've never seen Alex Fitzgerald and Heather were here with their little boy Joseph, and he was saying, you know, I want to make this much money. I said, well, dude, it ain't like you can't make it. All you got to do is, I said, you're taking 4 days off for vacation for Thanksgiving or five. I don't care. You could work right through it. He said, I know. I could probably make another $100,000. I said, yeah. So it's funny, though, because a guy who needs the money, Barry, may need to not take as much time off. But a guy who don't need the money because he's paid all his bills and got him a couple $100,000 set in the bank, maybe he might not want to work through it. What I never wanted to do when I didn't have money was to copy a guy who had money and, you know, he took the days off, the vacation off, versus a guy who need the money, need to figure out how to get out there and kick some butt. And it's one thing to go out there and wrap Christmas presents, you know what I'm saying, like go out and get you a job in a mall and wrap Christmas presents for $5 an hour. That's one thing. But when you know that you could go out on the day before Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving, it can be on Thanksgiving, I think it's legal, and go out there and make an extra grand and get caught up on something, that's what I didn't want to be like that. I want to do whatever I had to do to kick butt, and that's what happened. And it's going to be interesting when this week's leaderboard comes out. We see who wants that extra money. And also, good way to sneak past a lot of other people that are trying to qualify for that Vegas trip. So, anyway.
You know, Andy, if I can say one more thing, and I think the point is well taken with all of us, is that, you know, you're exactly right. And whether you're using Alex Fitzgerald as an example, they are, you know, thinking of Alex and Heather, there were many years they were not back at Thanksgiving, that they were there. And I think so much of it is really positioning yourself. But you really do have to be extremely careful. We've got so many people on a surge right now. And I think you have to be careful to protect the momentum that you have worked so diligently at in obtaining. Do not let it slide this time of year. I think, agree with you, Andy, it is a time really to leapfrog. And, of course, we've got so many people, as if looking at our ring list, you know, it is amazing how many people, number one, that's already qualified for $100,000. I believe we've got a $2 million earner in NAA this year. I saw where we just had another leader come out of nowhere that earned over $1 million this last week, or cumulative got to $1 million. But there are so many people that are going to finish the year at 94, 95, 96. And you know what? Maybe that extra day or two of work would propel them, but I think you've got to sit back, close your eyes right now, and think about walking across that stage on Saturday night in Dallas and accepting your $100,000 ring or your $500,000 ring or maybe that ruby with 10 diamonds around it for a $1 million club. So, you know, I think what you're saying, man, let's do whatever we've got to do to push it over the edge and just make sure we fulfill the goals that we all set for ourselves when we started out this year.
Hutch, Philip Hudgens?
Yeah, I'm here, Bo.
Thanksgiving comments, Bo.
Yeah, man. First off, I'd just like to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, kind of as you did opening up here. And, guys, you know, the holiday seasons, I know we talk about it, but you're going to be with your families. You're going to be with people that you care about. You're going to spend the weekend with people. You really and truly need to be talking to these people about the opportunity, about what we have to offer. You know, I would say don't take anything for granted. You know, your neighbor that lives next door, trust me, you know, he may be driving a nice car. He may be living in a nice neighborhood. But probably him and his wife are both working. If you've seen their bills on a weekly or monthly basis, it would probably make you sick. And, you know, you just need to talk to these people. Just don't take it for granted that they don't need an opportunity. Don't assume anything, you know. Let them know what's going on. Let them know about the Americans for the Family. Let them know how much we care. Let them know where we're headed with the company, what we're trying to accomplish, our goals, our mission statements, all of the things that we're trying to do. And, oh, by the way, when you're talking to them about that and they ask details on, well, how do you do what you do? Well, you know what? We protect families. And you talk to them about that. Worst case scenario, folks, you're going to come out with premium. You're going to come out with sales. And if you talk to them in the right frame of mind, overcome the objections, you're going to close business. And you know what? Bottom line, this time of year, it's your neighbor, it's somebody you know, it's your friend, it's somebody who lives down the street that you're going to read about in the paper, and we're going to hear so many examples during the holidays of a house that got burnt down, somebody that had a car wreck. It just seems to magnify itself this time of the year. And God forbid you let one go by that you know on a personal basis that you don't reach out to and at least give it 100% of your efforts. If they say no, they say no. But at least you can sleep at night knowing you've done everything in your power to make it happen. So, guys, I want you to go through the holiday season with that mentality, with that mindset, and truly understand that without us, if you take a look at the insurance industry as a whole, if you take a look at the statistics, if you take a look at the agents that are getting out and the things that are going on, folks, it's going in the wrong direction, and without companies like National Agents Alliance, it's going to get to the point that it's going to be ridiculous how many people are walking around like a time bomb, unprotected. It's almost like nobody cares anymore. And folks, I know the people listening to my voice on this call today, I know you care. So bottom line, all I'm asking you to do is step up to the plate for you and your family and your friends and your contacts, and make something happen positive for these folks before it's too late. Okay? That's my plea to you. Back to you, Andy.
Well, here's what I know, and I've talked about this on other conference calls. It seems out of balance sometimes only because it is. And I've drawn diagrams. I've looked at it different ways. For example, the seesaw is the easiest one. Once it gets tilted one way, like I was broke, my goal to get back to where I wasn't broke was not to lead a balanced life. It was to live a purposely unbalanced life for a temporary amount of time, then balance back out. Same way as if you put that heavy weight on the other side of the seesaw, you got to overdo it until it comes down, then back off. But don't think, well, everybody says you got to live a balanced life. It's up to you. I'm not telling you what to do. What I wanted to do was get out of balance temporarily to get back in balance. And I remember, Barry, you remember this when it was that old company we worked for, and you say, well, you got holidays coming. I said, dude, it ain't going to make a difference. I got 30 or 40 guys, and you ain't going to see a blink in the less amount of work. Remember that?
Yeah.
We never let up during the holidays until we all got where we had, and we started buying those Lexus and Mercedes and all those cars. We backed, and then you start seeing us back off on holidays. But we were completely out of balance temporarily. We're still a little bit out of balance, still a little bit crazy.
You know, Andy, it's kind of funny. I spent a lot of years, I was great as far as being in balance with my time. I was just out of balance income-wise, you know what I mean?
Hey, you out of balance one way or the other.
Yeah, I was out of balance. I've been there.
Well, I expected this to be a short call today. I just want to say my biggest thing is to say happy Thanksgiving. We're not going to wear you out. There's not as many people on the call. The ones that are on here, get after it. Spend some quality time with your family. In my opinion, quantity yields quality. I'm not one of those people who said, spend a special quality moment with your child. No, it's got to be quantity. There's no doubt about it. The question is, when are you going to spend quantity? Do you spend it during prime time when you could be selling? Do you do it when your child is young? What's your situation? But spend some quality time, quantity time, and have some and reflect on all the many opportunities you have. And if it hasn't come to fruition for you, if you haven't made the money yet, you know, at least thank God or just be thankful that you have a way out. And for those of you that are killing it, I'm getting some emails from some of you big-time guys are saying, right, you know, be thankful yourself, and let's go out and let's make sure that we don't lose this opportunity by us getting too out of balance the other way, getting too slack. Let's keep the pressure on. Let's double the size of this company. Philip?
You nailed it, man. I mean, I've seen a couple emails come through that I kind of like to touch on. It was, it hadn't worked for the guys exactly like they wanted it to work. They hadn't, they've closed a couple out of eight and, 3 weeks' time. And I would say to the individuals writing the emails, I don't want to call anybody out on the call, but don't give up. It's kind of like what Andy just said there. Bottom line, you just need more activity. I don't mean to be rude in any way, but 8 appointments in 3 weeks, how do you expect it to work? You need more activity. You need to 2 out of 8, it's not the worst thing in the world, but if you're only going to get 2 out of 8, get them in like a day and be done with it, and go see somebody else. So you're just simply going to need more activity, stay focused. You can't expect it to work if it's, 1 or 2 appointments a week. You really got to get your activity level up and concentrate on what you're doing. So just keep pushing, keep working, keep doing the right things, and don't give up. You know what I mean?
Back to you. I'm with you. Barry, wrap them up.
Yeah, I think it's well said, guys. Enjoy the time with your families, and let's reflect. Use tomorrow as a day of, just focus and refreshing in yourself, and let's hit it hard, and go out and conclude 2006 with a fabulous, fabulous year that it has been. So we're thankful for all of you, and enjoy your day.